The Gemara tells us in Pesachim a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua how to celebrate Yontif. Kulo Hashem, Rachati Hashem, Rachati Kulo Hashem, Kulo Lachem, Rachati Hashem, Rachati Lachem, because it's one pasuk says Atzeres Yalachem, another one says Atzeres Hashem Alakecha. So one the we pass like Yeshua Rachati Hashem, Rachati Lachem. However, the Gemara says, even Rabbi Elazar, who normally says by other Yom Tovim, it's Kul Hashem, but he agrees, Akobin and Beshvuas, Vatzeres, Vina Nami Lachem. My Taima, Yom Chidin Dabo Torah. The day the Torah was given. Of course, it should be the opposite, but it's the day the Torah was given, and therefore, that's why we need Lachem. And the Gemara says, Akobin and Beshabbos, Akobin and Bepurim. So the Gemara singles out Shavuos, Shabbos, and Purim. What's the common denominator between them? So there's a Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Kohen Mivilna. He has a famous explanation that, based on the Shultis, why do we have a Suda on Shabbos? Well, we know we have Onig Shabbos. It says Hayom, but what's the nature behind the mitzvah? So he claims it's based on the fact that this like when we have a concept of a Chanukah Sabayis, you dedicate your home, or you dedicate the Beis HaMikdash, where Shlomo even ate on Yom Kippur. So too, God created the world. So what greater creation? Bria Olam, He created the world. So therefore, we have to make a Suda. So what's the connection to Shavuos? Because as Rashi says, Hashishi, God made it tonight with Maisa Bereishis, that if you accept the Torah good, if not, here will you be your burial. Or that's a different mention. He says, if they accept the Torah and Rav Sivan good, if not, it's going to go back to Tohu Vavohu. So we see in Rav Sivan, it's like we rebuilt the world because the world would have been destroyed. So therefore, we make a Suda on Yontif, a Suda on Shavuos. And we know the Gemara says, Kimo Vakiblu, that was with a kfiya, but they accepted the Torah B'Av on Purim, so therefore we have the Suda on Purim. So we see the connection between Maisa Bereishis. Others point out the Netziv about it has to do with Talmud Torah, that anytime you have any accomplishment with Torah, you make a Suda, so Shavuos Man Matan Torah Seinu, Purim, as we said, Kabbalah Sa Shabbos, and perhaps Shabbos, which the day Kuyam agree, the day of Shabbos was given with Matan Torah. And also, it's a time of Me'ein Olam Haba, a time of reconnecting. So they point out that that's what the Levush points out, that Purim is the Chiyuv Suda because of Kabbalah Satorah. However, when it came to Chanukah, we celebrate with Shiras V'Tishbachos. So that's the Nakuda there. So that's what the Binyan Shlomo and others connect Shabbos, Rosh Shabbos, Shavuos, and Yom Kippur to the Suda of Chanukah Sabayis, as well as the connection to Torah learning, and therefore that's why specifically even Rabbi Elazar normally says you could go Kul Hashem, even he agrees that when it comes to Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos, and that's how through the, because that's the whole concept of Torah. Torah is, Kedusha is living in this world. It's taking Olam Hazeh and turning it into Olam Haba, turning the physical into the spiritual.